Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in Boston. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Thursday, May 29th. You'll be interested to know. 72 years ago today, in 1953, Edmund Hillary of New Zealand and Tenzing Norgay of Nepal achieved a monumental feat by becoming the first climbers to reach the summit of Mount Everest, the highest mountain in the world. Their historic ascent, completed at 11:30 a.m. local time, marked a significant milestone in human exploration and mountaineering. This remarkable achievement not only showcased the indomitable human spirit, but also inspired countless adventurers to pursue their dreams, no matter how insurmountable they may seem. So now you know. And now, it's time for the weather report. This morning, there's a chance of rain showers, and it feels like 60 degrees, with 11 mile per hour wind. The sunset will take place at 7:28, and it will rise again tomorrow at 6:17. It looks like we're in for some rain showers early, with a chance of patchy fog before 7 a.m., then more rain likely throughout the day. Expect cloudy skies and a high near 64 with a gentle southeast breeze. Tonight, we'll have patchy fog again, mostly cloudy with a low around 57 and light winds. For all you beach runners out there, the first low tide Thursday will be at 7:30 with a high tide at 1:45. The near shore buoy at Cape Cod Bay reads 55 degrees for the water temperature. Looking ahead in the weather, expect partly sunny skies on Friday with a slight chance of rain later. Rain and thunderstorms are likely Friday night into Saturday with highs in the upper 60s. Sunday brings mostly sunny skies and cooler temperatures. Nights will be mostly clear with lows in the low 50s. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sends you. In local news, Nobel Prize-winning economist Paul Krugman recently spoke on the Morning Edition, expressing concern over Boston's Jenga Tower economy, which he believes could collapse if Harvard University faces pressure from the Trump administration. He stated an attack on Harvard puts all of Boston's economy in jeopardy. Krugman emphasized the interconnectedness of institutions in the area, noting that removing a major piece like Harvard risks destabilizing the entire system. He warned about long-term effects, stating, "This is not about just loss of jobs." Ultimately, he cautioned that this could lead to a significant loss for the United States, as other regions might benefit. Now on to sports. The Oklahoma City Thunder are headed to the NBA Finals for the first time since 2012, following a commanding 124-94 victory over the Minnesota Timberwolves in Game 5 of the Western Conference Finals. Reigning NBA Most Valuable Player, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, led the Thunder with 34 points and 8 assists, earning the Western Conference Finals MVP title. Minnesota struggled, scoring only 9 points in the first quarter and committing numerous turnovers. Now the Thunder await the Eastern Conference champion, with Game 1 of the finals scheduled for June 5th. In local sports, yesterday afternoon in Milwaukee, the Red Sox lost to the Brewers 6-5 in 10 innings. Despite a strong start, with Raffy doubling in the second and Devers scoring in the fourth, the Brewers rallied. Alexander secured the win, while Slayton took the loss. The Soxa struggles continued with 3 errors, allowing the Brewers to capitalize. Caleb Durbin's sacrifice fly in the 10th sealed the Brewers' sweep, leaving the Sox at 27 wins and 13 losses. Tomorrow night, the Sox kick off game 1 of a 3-game series against the Braves in Atlanta. Lucas Giolito, with a 2.25 ERA, faces Grant Holmes, holding a 3.68 ERA. The first pitch is set for 7:15 at Truist Park, where it's a pleasant 73 degrees. In top news, living near a golf course may significantly elevate your risk of developing Parkinson's disease, according to new research. While the study does not assert that living near a golf course directly causes the disease, it found that individuals residing within a mile of a golf course have a 126% higher risk. Pesticides used on golf courses may contaminate groundwater and drinking water, contributing to this increased risk. Experts emphasize the need for further studies, but suggest that individuals living near golf courses should remain aware of potential exposure and consider preventive measures, such as using water filters. In business news, Kaiser Permanente is currently facing a significant system outage, compelling its hospitals and pharmacies to revert to pen and paper for prescriptions, which is causing delays across various services. The company stated, "We are currently experiencing intermittent network interruptions with some of our applications, affecting access to electronic health records, e-visits, and billing." Reports from multiple locations, including Southern California and Maryland, indicate widespread issues. A staff member at a pharmacy noted that all systems were down, leading to long wait times, potentially up to an hour for simple prescriptions. Kaiser Permanente is working to restore services as soon as possible. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is down 1% to about $108,000. Ethereum is up 3% to just over $2,700. And Goatsys Maximus is down 0.5% to 15 cents. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates, with several locations in the Boston area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class, with locations in Canton, Wellesley, Hingham, Brookline, and Framingham. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk science. Recent research reveals that tiny life forms in our gut, known as the microbiome, significantly influence our emotions, stress levels, and behaviors. When we eliminate waste, we release billions of microbes, including beneficial bacteria essential for our health. Fecal microbiota transplants have shown promise, improving mental health in individuals with disorders like depression. Studies indicate a diverse microbiome enhances mood-regulating hormones and overall personality traits. As gut bacteria communicate with our brain, they regulate critical hormones, including serotonin. Embracing a varied diet rich in fiber and probiotics, such as yogurt and kimchi, can support gut health and boost happiness. And in entertainment news, in The Phoenician Scheme, director Wes Anderson explores the intricate world of 20th century capitalism through the eyes of globetrotting tycoon Zsa Korda, played by Benicio del Toro. This film, while tongue-in-cheek, delves into themes of wealth and family, highlighting Korda's strained relationship with his daughter, Liesl, portrayed by Mia Threapleton. Set in the 1950s, the film combines humor and existential questions, prompting audiences to consider the value of fortune in the absence of family. With a stellar cast, including Michael Cera, the Phoenician scheme balances sincerity and caricature in typical Anderson fashion. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the American poet and essayist, Ralph Waldo Emerson. And he said, "What lies behind us and what lies before us are tiny matters compared to what lies within us." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the weather reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings in Boston.